The Ethics of Ambiguity by Simone de Beauvoir. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Ethics of Ambiguity, written by Simone de Beauvoir in 1947, is a philosophical work that examines the concept of freedom and how it relates to the human condition. Beauvoir argues that freedom is not an absolute, but rather a relative concept that is dependent on the individual situation. She further argues that freedom is not a static state, but rather a process of continual growth and development. Beauvoir examines the various forms of freedom, including physical, psychological, and moral freedom, and how they are affected by the individual's environment. She also discusses the importance of responsibility and how it relates to freedom. Finally, Beauvoir examines the concept of ambiguity and how it affects the individual's ability to make choices and take action. Beauvoir begins by discussing the concept of freedom and how it is affected by the individual's environment. She argues that freedom is not an absolute, but rather a relative concept that is dependent on the individual's situation. She further argues that freedom is not a static state, but rather a process of continual growth and development. Beauvoir examines the various forms of freedom, including physical, psychological, and moral freedom, and how they are affected by the individual's environment. She also discusses the importance of responsibility and how it relates to freedom. Beauvoir then examines the concept of ambiguity and how it affects the individual's ability to make choices and take action. She argues that ambiguity is an essential part of the human condition and that it can be both a source of strength and a source of weakness. She further argues that ambiguity can lead to both positive and negative outcomes, depending on how it is handled. Beauvoir also discusses the importance of recognizing and accepting ambiguity in order to make meaningful choices and take meaningful action. Finally, Beauvoir examines the implications of her arguments for the individual and for society. She argues that individuals must take responsibility for their own freedom and that society must recognize and accept ambiguity in order to create a more just and equitable world. She further argues that individuals must strive to create a world in which freedom is respected and valued. The Ethics of Ambiguity is an important philosophical work that examines the concept of freedom and how it relates to the human condition. Beauvoir argues that freedom is not an absolute, but rather a relative concept that is dependent on the individual's situation. She further argues that freedom is not a static state, but rather a process of continual growth and development. Beauvoir examines the various forms of freedom, including physical, psychological, and moral freedom, and how they are affected by the individual's environment. She also discusses the importance of responsibility and how it relates to freedom. Finally, Beauvoir examines the concept of ambiguity and how it affects the individual's ability to make choices and take action. The Ethics of Ambiguity is an important work that provides insight into the complexities of freedom and responsibility. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Existentialism, the idea that individuals are responsible for their own existence and must make choices to define their lives. Summary. Existentialism is a philosophical concept that emphasizes the importance of individual choice and responsibility in creating one's own life. It suggests that individuals must make decisions and take action to define their own existence. Existentialism is a philosophical concept that emphasizes the importance of individual choice and responsibility in creating one's own life. It suggests that individuals must make decisions and take action to define their own existence. Existentialism is based on the idea that individuals are responsible for their own existence and must make choices to define their lives. It is a belief that individuals are free to make their own decisions and that they are the ones who determine the meaning and purpose of their lives. Existentialism also emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment and accepting the consequences of one's choices. It encourages individuals to take responsibility for their actions and to be aware of the consequences of their decisions. Existentialism is a way of thinking that encourages individuals to take control of their lives and to make choices that will lead to a meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 2. Freedom, the ability to make choices and take action without external constraints. Summary, freedom is the capacity to make choices and take action without being limited by external forces. It is an essential part of existentialism, as it allows individuals to create their own lives and determine their own destinies. Freedom is the ability to make choices and take action without external constraints. It is a fundamental concept in existentialism, as it allows individuals to create their own lives and determine their own destinies. Freedom is not only a right, but also a responsibility, as it requires individuals to take ownership of their decisions and actions. It is a concept that is often misunderstood, as it is often confused with license or anarchy. True freedom is not the absence of rules or laws, but rather the ability to make choices and take action within the boundaries of those rules and laws. Simone de Beauvoir's book The Ethics of Ambiguity explores the concept of freedom in depth. She argues that freedom is not only a right, but also a responsibility, as it requires individuals to take ownership of their decisions and actions. She also argues that freedom is not absolute, but rather is limited by the social and political context in which it is exercised. She further argues that freedom is not only a right, but also a duty, as it requires individuals to take responsibility for their actions and to strive for a better world. Freedom is an essential part of existentialism, as it allows individuals to create their own lives and determine their own destinies. It is a concept that is often misunderstood, as it is often confused with license or anarchy. True freedom is not the absence of rules or laws, but rather the ability to make choices and take action within the boundaries of those rules and laws. It is a concept that requires individuals to take ownership of their decisions and actions, and to strive for a better world. Main idea number 3. Ambiguity, the idea that life is uncertain and unpredictable. Summary, ambiguity is the concept that life is unpredictable and uncertain. It is a fundamental part of existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of making choices and taking action in the face of uncertainty. Ambiguity is the concept that life is unpredictable and uncertain. It is a fundamental part of existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of making choices and taking action in the face of uncertainty. In her book The Ethics of Ambiguity, Simone de Beauvoir argues that ambiguity is an essential part of life, and that it should be embraced rather than feared. She argues that by accepting ambiguity, we can become more open to new experiences and possibilities, and that this can lead to greater freedom and autonomy. She also argues that ambiguity can be a source of strength, as it allows us to confront difficult situations and make decisions without the need for certainty. Ultimately, de Beauvoir argues that ambiguity is an essential part of life, and that it should be embraced rather than feared. De Beauvoir's argument is that ambiguity is an essential part of life, and that it should be embraced rather than feared. She argues that by accepting ambiguity, we can become more open to new experiences and possibilities, and that this can lead to greater freedom and autonomy. She also argues that ambiguity can be a source of strength, as it allows us to confront difficult situations and make decisions without the need for certainty. Ultimately, de Beauvoir argues that ambiguity is an essential part of life, and that it should be embraced rather than feared. Main idea number 4. Authenticity, the idea that individuals should strive to be true to themselves. Summary, authenticity is the concept that individuals should strive to be true to themselves and their values. It is an important part of existentialism, as it encourages individuals to make choices that are in line with their own beliefs and values. Authenticity is the concept that individuals should strive to be true to themselves and their values. It is an important part of existentialism, as it encourages individuals to make choices that are in line with their own beliefs and values. This idea of authenticity is based on the notion that individuals should strive to be genuine and honest with themselves and others. It is a way of living that allows individuals to be true to their own values and beliefs, and to express themselves in a way that is meaningful and authentic. Authenticity is also closely linked to the idea of freedom. Existentialists believe that individuals should be free to make their own choices and to live their lives in accordance with their own values and beliefs. This freedom allows individuals to be true to themselves and to express themselves in a way that is meaningful and authentic. By being true to themselves, individuals can create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Authenticity is an important part of living a meaningful life. It encourages individuals to be honest with themselves and to make choices that are in line with their own values and beliefs. It is a way of living that allows individuals to be true to themselves and to express themselves in a meaningful and authentic way. By being true to themselves, individuals can create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 5. Responsibility, the idea that individuals are responsible for their own actions and choices. Summary, responsibility is the concept that individuals are responsible for their own actions and choices. It is a key part of existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of taking ownership of one's decisions and actions. Responsibility is the idea that individuals are accountable for their own actions and choices. It is a fundamental concept in existentialism, which emphasizes the importance of taking ownership of one's decisions and actions. Responsibility is closely linked to freedom, as it is only through taking responsibility for our choices that we can truly be free. It is also closely linked to morality, as it is only through taking responsibility for our actions that we can be moral. Responsibility is a key part of being a mature, autonomous individual, and it is essential for living a meaningful life. Responsibility is not only about taking ownership of our choices, but also about accepting the consequences of our actions. It is about recognizing that our choices have consequences, both for ourselves and for others, and that we must be willing to accept the consequences of our actions. Responsibility is also about recognizing that our choices are not always easy, and that sometimes we must make difficult decisions. It is about understanding that our choices have consequences, and that we must be willing to accept the consequences of our decisions. Responsibility is an essential part of being a mature, autonomous individual. It is about recognizing that our choices have consequences, and that we must be willing to accept the consequences of our decisions. It is also about understanding that our choices are not always easy, and that sometimes we must make difficult decisions. Responsibility is essential for living a meaningful life, as it is only through taking responsibility for our actions that we can be moral and free. Main idea number 6. Despair, the feeling of hopelessness and helplessness in the face of life's uncertainties. Summary, despair is the feeling of hopelessness and helplessness in the face of life's uncertainties. It is a common emotion experienced by those who embrace existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of making choices and taking action in the face of uncertainty. Despair is the feeling of hopelessness and helplessness in the face of life's uncertainties. It is a common emotion experienced by those who embrace existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of making choices and taking action in the face of uncertainty. As Simone de Beauvoir wrote in her book The Ethics of Ambiguity, despair is the recognition of the absolute power of contingency, of the fact that in the world of human relations, nothing is certain, nothing is forever. Despair can be a paralyzing emotion, as it can lead to a sense of powerlessness and a lack of motivation. It can also lead to feelings of depression and anxiety, as it can be difficult to find meaning and purpose in life when faced with the uncertainty of the future. However, it is important to remember that despair can also be a source of strength and resilience. By recognizing the power of contingency, we can learn to accept the uncertainty of life and find ways to cope with it. Ultimately, despair can be a powerful emotion that can lead to growth and transformation. By embracing the uncertainty of life, we can learn to make choices and take action in the face of adversity. In doing so, we can find meaning and purpose in life, even in the midst of despair. Main idea number 7. Meaning, the idea that individuals must create their own meaning in life. Summary, meaning is the concept that individuals must create their own meaning in life. It is an essential part of existentialism, as it encourages individuals to make choices and take action that are in line with their own values and beliefs. Meaning is the concept that individuals must create their own meaning in life. It is an essential part of existentialism, as it encourages individuals to make choices and take action that are in line with their own values and beliefs. This idea is based on the notion that life is inherently meaningless, and that it is up to the individual to create their own purpose and meaning. This can be done through self-reflection, exploration, and experimentation. It is important to note that meaning is not something that is given to us, but something that we must actively seek out and create for ourselves. Simone de Beauvoir, in her book The Ethics of Ambiguity, argues that meaning is something that must be actively sought out and created. She states that the only way to find meaning in life is to create it. She encourages individuals to take responsibility for their own lives and to make choices that are in line with their own values and beliefs. She also emphasizes the importance of self-reflection and exploration in order to discover one's own meaning in life. Creating one's own meaning in life is a difficult but rewarding process. It requires individuals to take responsibility for their own lives and to make choices that are in line with their own values and beliefs. It also requires self-reflection and exploration in order to discover one's own meaning in life. Ultimately, creating one's own meaning in life is an essential part of existentialism, as it encourages individuals to take action and make choices that are in line with their own values and beliefs. Main idea number 8. Authentic relationships, the idea that individuals should strive to form meaningful relationships with others. Summary: authentic relationships are relationships that are based on mutual respect and understanding. It is an important part of existentialism, as it encourages individuals to form meaningful relationships with others. Authentic relationships are relationships that are based on mutual respect and understanding. They are relationships that are built on trust, honesty, and open communication. Authentic relationships are not based on superficiality or convenience, but rather on a genuine connection between two people. They are relationships that are built on mutual understanding and acceptance of each other's differences. Authentic relationships are not based on power or control, but rather on mutual respect and support. They are relationships that are built on mutual understanding and appreciation of each other's strengths and weaknesses. Authentic relationships are relationships that are built on mutual respect and understanding, and that are based on a genuine connection between two people. Authentic relationships are an important part of existentialism, as they encourage individuals to form meaningful relationships with others. Existentialism is a philosophical movement that emphasizes the importance of individual freedom and responsibility. It encourages individuals to take responsibility for their own lives and to make meaningful connections with others. Authentic relationships are a way for individuals to form meaningful connections with others and to create a sense of belonging and purpose in their lives. Authentic relationships are also important for developing a sense of self-worth and self-confidence, as they provide individuals with a sense of security and acceptance. Authentic relationships are essential for individuals to live a meaningful and fulfilling life. They provide individuals with a sense of belonging and purpose, and help them to develop meaningful connections with others. Authentic relationships are also important for developing a sense of self-worth and self-confidence, as they provide individuals with a sense of security and acceptance. Authentic relationships are essential for individuals to live a meaningful and fulfilling life, and to create meaningful connections with others. Main idea number 9. Commitment. The idea that individuals should strive to be committed to their choices and actions. Summary: commitment is the concept that individuals should strive to be committed to their choices and actions. It is a key part of existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of taking ownership of one's decisions and actions. Commitment is the idea that individuals should strive to be dedicated to their choices and actions. It is a fundamental part of existentialism, which emphasizes the importance of taking responsibility for one's decisions and actions. According to Simone de Beauvoir in her book The Ethics of Ambiguity, commitment is essential for living a meaningful life. She argues that without commitment, one cannot truly be free, as they are not taking ownership of their choices and actions. Furthermore, commitment is necessary for one to be able to make progress in life, as it allows them to take risks and make decisions that will lead to growth and development. Commitment is also important for relationships, as it allows individuals to be reliable and trustworthy, and to build strong and lasting connections with others. In short, commitment is an essential part of living a meaningful life. It allows individuals to take ownership of their choices and actions, to take risks and make progress, and to build strong relationships with others. Commitment is a key part of existentialism, and is necessary for living a life of freedom and fulfillment. Main idea number 10. Anxiety, the feeling of fear and uncertainty in the face of life's uncertainties. Summary: anxiety is the feeling of fear and uncertainty in the face of life's uncertainties. It is a common emotion experienced by those who embrace existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of making choices and taking action in the face of uncertainty. Anxiety is the feeling of fear and uncertainty in the face of life's uncertainties. It is a common emotion experienced by those who embrace existentialism, as it emphasizes the importance of making choices and taking action in the face of uncertainty. Anxiety is a natural response to the unknown, and it can be both a source of strength and a source of suffering. On the one hand, it can motivate us to take action and make decisions, while on the other hand, it can lead to feelings of helplessness and paralysis. Simone de Beauvoir, in her book The Ethics of Ambiguity, argues that anxiety is an essential part of the human experience. She believes that it is a necessary part of life, and that it can be used to our advantage. She argues that by embracing our anxiety, we can use it to push ourselves to make decisions and take action, even in the face of uncertainty. By doing so, we can create a life of meaning and purpose. Anxiety can be a difficult emotion to manage, but it is an important part of life. By understanding and accepting our anxiety, we can use it to our advantage and create a life of meaning and purpose.